listening to The Ouachita Chronicles.
Welcome to this episode of The Ouachita Chronicles. I'm your host, Ashley Smith, and we're going to have to move into a different format for the day. So heads up, guys. I'm not going to say it's been rough because we're all still here soldiering on, but my co-host Jody is out this week. Death in the family, so condolences and prayers to her and her entire family as they deal with this really, really difficult loss.
We love you, Jody Book.
Very much so. And on another note, if you are not aware, and maybe by the time you listen to this, Winter Storm 2022 is headed our way. So we've been very hesitant to schedule any guests this week, worrying about what the weather is going to bring. Because as y'all know, if you're avid listeners, that we work in media and it is our job to get that information out. So that's kind of what we've been focusing on, and getting a podcast guest for this week was the last thing on our minds. But nonetheless, Ashley and Trey are coming to you with a short little fun segment.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think I outdid you. As you said before we started rolling for the show.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I might not be able to live up to, I mean, how much time did you even have to work on this? I told you we were doing this like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but you also have to realize I'm the biggest fan of the Ouachita Chronicles on the planet.
Aww.
So like, it didn't take me any time at all to put together this list. By the way, we should probably explain. So for this episode, since we are lacking in the Jody department.
And the guest department. By the way, side note, if you want to be a guest on the Ouachita Chronicles, reach out to us at theouachitapodcast@gmail.com.
Or shoot us a Facebook message on our Facebook page, The Ouachita Chronicles.
Or Instagram.
We have Instagram as well.
Okay.
It's great. Anyway, myself, producer Trey, and Ashley put together a list of our top five favorite episodes of the show. I want to mention that in doing my list, I had to think of the goal of the show, you know, which episodes accomplish the goal. So the goal is always to be funny and informative.
You really put thought into this. I was just like, these are my favorites.
So these are either, you'll notice like the lower ones are either funny or informative, but the very best ones are both funny and informative.
Oh, look at us go.
Yeah. So yeah, that's how my list is. It's the most funny and informative, or funny or informative.
Okay. Well, since age and seniority and beauty all trump, I will go first.
I thought about doing a bit where it's like, I'm older mentally and this hair is unmatched by anybody, but no, you're right.
Mentally, you're not older, Trey.
That's fair.
I might be a little more childlike.
I meant older than how I am. 20.
Okay, gotcha. I was like older than me. No, yeah. God, I'm like 80 in my head. Okay, so I'm gonna give you guys, if you're a new listener of the show or you're a longtime listener, there's no reason you can't go back and laugh at some of these hijinks. Maybe you just want to relive some of our stupider moments. I mean, that's just
yeah. We have a lot of them.
We have a whole lot of them. I'm going to give you guys my top five Ouachita Chronicles episodes in descending order, starting with number five.
Okay. That's how I have my list too.
So number five is going to be episode six for me, and that is Derek Campbell.
Really?
Okay. Because, and maybe I followed along a little bit with your format, but I did Derek's episode myself. Jerry was out that day.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed the interview, but to me, it was extremely informative. I learned a lot about one of my absolute most favorite substances on the planet, coffee. So are you a coffee addict? Are you a fan of the Ouachitas? Do you know Derek personally? What? You don't have to like any of those things or know any of those things. You can still listen to this episode and you will learn an awful lot about the production and processing of coffee.
He was really, really good at being interviewed. You know, we have people who come in who are kind of, you know, not bad necessarily, but just super uncomfortable. But he felt at home behind the
mic. He was on top of it. He was good. Yeah. Plus, he brought me coffee.
Yeah.
So
that's a great way to start.
That makes sure he gets on the list.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Number four. My number four top favorite episode was episode number 13, which was Bill Barnes.
Hey.
I figure we're going to have some similar ones, Trey. So don't be telling me what yours are. But yes, Bill's episode, more on the informative storytelling side than the funny side, but still plenty of humor interjected. This was one of those episodes where Jerry and I could truly sit back and soak in the story that was being told to us.
Oh, yeah.
There was no prompting or getting back on track required. Mm-hmm. We could have just handed the mic to Bill, not said a single word, and he could have pulled the entire thing off himself.
It's easy to get immersed in the story, especially when you're on a cabin at the resort that he's talking about.
Yes, exactly. We were on location, so that made it even more cool. You guys didn't get the visual of that, but gosh, Bill was such a great storyteller that you can visualize. Mm-hmm. He was terrific. He's continued to be a terrific person. My son has gone on to work for him for many months before moving on to another job. And Bill is one of his absolute favorite people. Now, let me tell you guys, my oldest is 18 years old.
Ooh.
He is, he's to that point where the stuff that mom does isn't that cool anymore. He has, though, started to listen to the show a little bit, select episodes. Hmm. And he's such a big fan of Bill's and a good close friend of Bill's that he listened to Bill's episode and then let me know afterwards, Mom, that was actually pretty good. I'm pretty impressed.
Whoa. So
high praise from the 18-year-old who's been listening to podcasts for like the last 3 years. I mean, he loves podcasts, but just never mind.
Tell him to listen to mine.
I will.
Unnatural acts in the natural state.
I'll give him a holler about it. Yeah, plugs. Okay. My number three most favorite Chronicles episode is episode 17 with my good buddy, best friend, my brother, Derek Miller.
Yeah.
On a side note, Derek's episode is still the most listened to episode.
Is it
all
is
the
it,
Chronicles episodes?
Okay. I didn't know if it was on the whole network, but I knew that it was way up there.
On the whole network, you've got the...
it's Tom Orr
from
Wahshatah Bushcraft and Survival.
There's either...
Steve Stillwell.
All there either is Tom Orr or maybe one more above Derek on the whole network.
Yeah.
But as far as Chronicles go,
I think Eddie Price might actually be number two.
He's the top listens for sure.
Yeah.
Derek got that. And Derek is just... He was able to articulately tell his backstory and why he got into the industry that he did get into. Mm-hmm. And we also got to share a bunch of funny stories from our adolescence that made for
entertaining. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I feel like I learned a lot about you in that episode. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you could tell sitting there with Derek, which this is another episode that I've done alone. You know what? I love you, Jody, but maybe I should just start doing this by myself. I don't know. I joke. But you could tell once we got Derek calmed down a little bit because he was a little nervous.
He was nervous coming in. We got him calmed down.
But once we got going, you could just see how close he and I are. I mean, we've always been that way. He is one of my very favorite people in the whole world.
You definitely have chemistry.
We do. I love you, Derek. I'm really, really proud of you. You're doing awesome things, and I know you're going to continue to do awesome things. Next up is going to be episode... This is a twofer.
Okay.
Episode 22 and 23.
Yep.
Kena Ashcraft. I mean, how could that not be on the list?
Yeah.
How could something so powerful and raw and heartfelt not make it on the list? This is a woman who has done something that many, many people try to do.
Yeah.
But most often are not successful. And I hate to say it like that, but overcoming addiction is a very difficult thing. And Kena, her story is amazing. If you suffer from addiction or you, someone you love suffers from addiction, these two episodes are well worth the listen. Please, I beg you, honestly,
definitely,
to listen to those.
Definitely worth the listen.
Yeah. Which that brings me to my number one.
Can I make a guess?
No.
Because I'm pretty sure I know who it is. Is it our favorite Bull Riding
Cowboy?
It is
our favorite Bull Riding Cowboy. It is that episode 16, The Return of Clint Craig. Now, Clint, I wanted to put your original one in here because that one was a terrific episode too. But I felt like I only need to include you on the list once or else it was going to look like favoritism. And The Return of Clint Craig is by far my favorite because the first episode was super duper funny.
It was also really early in the show.
It was early in the show. The audio was a little off, but we did get a ton of information in that one about that lifestyle. The second time he came back, The Return, much more storytelling.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I still, to this day, have the visual in my head of him sitting cross-legged on the luggage conveyor going into the back of the airport. Like, that is, and he tells that story where he's just sitting there cross-legged, you know, he's got the boots and the hat on, and And the turnstile goes past like a group of employees just standing there, and he just reaches out and grabs one of them. Hey, you know, I can see him doing that because
I
know him.
He's a great storyteller too. He's a great storyteller.
Great storyteller. Yeah. Just amazing. Anyways, so yeah, those are my top five.
Awesome. We definitely do share some, but I think one of our guests, I'm super, super surprised you didn't put on your list, and they're on my list.
Okay.
So
keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washed Out Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
So a while back, I was telling Jerry mm-hmm. about my bucket list. Mm-hmm. Okay. My bucket list was to go float the Buffalo National River, right?
Absolutely.
Got to do that this summer. Check mark on the bucket list.
So jealous.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely gorgeous. But let me tell you about the concessionaire that I used. Okay.
Tell me about them.
Buffalo River Outfitters. They are your place to start your Buffalo River adventure. They're located in St. Joe, Arkansas. You got floating, you got camping, you got fishing or hiking. All your needs are taken care of at BRO. They provide the canoes, the kayaks, the rafts, and the shuttle service. And they've got lodging options. They're unmatched in the area. You've got, you know, you can cozy up in one of BRO's spacious and comfortable cabins. They've got huge stone fireplaces, wide porches, fully equipped kitchens. I mean, I could go on and on and on because we got to stay in one of those cabins and it was one of the nicest ones I've ever stayed in. Despite my snoring, Jerry's sleep talking, and Trey's midnight adventures, we all got a terrific rest.
Well, Ashley, you keep talking about it. We're going to have to book another trip quickly.
We have to, definitely. BRO will take care of us because they're knowledgeable staff. They can accommodate any questions about the Buffalo National River. And you can also order books and maps online to prepare for your visit up there. So if you're ready to plan your Buffalo River adventure, visit their website at buffaloriveroutfitters.com to find more information or to book conveniently online.
You could also call them at 870-439-2200 or follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. So we're going to plan our next trip to the Buffalo National River.
I'm ready. Let's go. Ashley, you want to know who one of my favorite families in town are?
Yeah, tell me.
The Cummings family.
Oh, yeah. What? Brandon, Calvin, and Aaron?
Yes.
Gosh, those boys, they're good people.
They are good boys. But not only are they good boys, they're good members of the community, and they have really brought something forward for us all to enjoy. Don's Easy Pay is affordable, family-owned, and operated for over 40 years, and they have three generations working for them.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, this is a super established family that, their grandpa started this business mm-hmm. 40 years ago.
40 years ago, and
it's just been passed on, and they have kept the spirit of Don's alive.
Absolutely. And not only that, being small town, they still carry brands like Ashley and GE, Whirlpool, Catnappers, Samsung, and many more.
Right. And I heard that if they don't have it on the floor, you can special order it.
That's right. They also have free delivery and setup, which is a huge deal for me.
Right. Because, so you don't have a truck to go get your brand new Catnapper recliner that you just purchased. How are you going to get that thing home?
I'm going to call Calvin.
Yeah. Don's is going to take care of it. That free delivery and setup, that helps so many people out. But you know what also helps people out? Their financing and payment options.
Oh, yes.
So that is one of the best things about Don's because they've got several options. They've got the retail, off the shelf price. They've got a rent to own price. They've got 180 days same as cash. They have 6 months same as cash on any purchase over $999 plus taxes included. And do you know what that means?
That means the price on the piece is the price that you pay.
That is exactly right. So if you're in the market for something for your home, because their selection is huge. I mean, they've got everything for your kitchen, for your dining, for your outdoors. Heck, Don's Easy Pay even carries tires.
What?
Yes, they carry tires, but they're not just located here in Mena. So if you're in Arkansas,
Ashley, you can find them in multiple locations. From Mena, Waldron, DeQueen, Broken Bow, Ida Bell, Poto, and just recently, it's brand new open as Don's Home Store in Boonville.
It's a whole new format, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's more of like when you'd go into I almost want to say like Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm not trying to promote any other businesses mm-hmm. because you can get the cool stuff you get there mm-hmm. at Don's.
Absolutely.
So it's an entirely new format. And definitely if you're in the Boonville area, please go by and check them out. And tell them that the Washed Talk Chronicles sent you.
Absolutely. You can check them out on their Facebook page. search by location or call the MENA location for more info.
One of the best things about Don's Easy Pay is their customer service. They're always happy to help, and they also service all their appliances. So if you need it for your home, Don's Easy Pay has it. So make sure you shop local and keep your dollars within your community.
Run down to Don's Easy Pay and say hi to the Cummings family.
My number five is Cynthia Martin. Cynthia Martin's episode was really, really, really good. I love kids. I love kids.
Well, that's probably why it wasn't on my list.
And I loved giving her like the opportunity to come and talk about her personal mm-hmm. experience and her job with CASA, because she's the CASA director. That probably should be mentioned.
Cynthia is amazing. Cynthia does so many things for this community. And one of my favorite people, too. And she was on the short list I was picking these. Yeah.
I think to date, her episode is the only episode that I had to get up and leave the room because it was really
Jerry was over there crying and sniffling. I was feeling the tug on the heartstrings. Held back the waterworks, but it definitely made an impact.
Yeah, it was rough. And then I had to hear it all again when I edited it.
But, oh goodness.
Yeah. It was a great, great episode. My number four is also Bill Barnes.
Ooh, same slot.
This one's really special to me because it was mm-hmm. the first time we had ever recorded on location.
That's true.
So it was one of those things where he was an incredible storyteller. Mm-hmm. He was a super nice person. We're at this big, nice cabin. But it was one of those things where it was such a fun challenge because it's like, I've been doing this, but this is like...
We didn't know what we were stepping into. We didn't know what kind of room we were going to have to work with, what kind of acoustics we were going to have to work with.
No, and I just had to figure it out. Uh-huh, you and Jerry basically came to me and you were like, hey, we're going to record at this cabin. I was like, how? You were like... Figure it out.
Pack it up. Let's go.
And we did. And the episode turned out really, really good.
Luckily, we had amazing acoustics. Plus a storyteller.
Yeah.
So.
Big, thick carpet was mm-hmm. great. We didn't get one of those for my office. Number three, I'm surprised he's not on your list, is number one and two of Mayor Seth Smith.
He was also on the short list. So honorable mentions, I'll just throw those out to Seth and to Cynthia. I almost included part two, High Speed, Low Drag, because I felt like that one was hilarious.
Yeah.
I feel like we learned more about him personally in the first episode, and then that second episode was more of an update. And just general funny commentary. But yeah, funny stuff.
High Speed, Low Drag. Yeah, he's really funny. I feel like that one right there is such a good mix of funny and informative.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them were. Because he's informative, of course, because he's a local politician.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a super funny dude and cannot rein that back.
He puts a spin on everything.
He really does. I was working on a story for actually the issue that came out today mm-hmm. of the Polk County Pulse. And he was emailing me trying to explain something and neither of us were really getting it. So he's mm-hmm. like, you know what? Just come down to City Hall. And I did. And he was explaining what was going on. And he was like, man, I got to have you here seeing what I'm seeing and feeling what I'm feeling. All right.
He is the people's mayor. I will give him that.
Really,
he is the people's mayor.
I love how the show has been able to properly illustrate how cool things are going on right now in our politics, mm-hmm. in our area, our municipality.
The growth.
Yeah, it's really cool. So Seth Smith's episodes are great, especially if you live in MENA. Number two is Clint Craig's episodes, both one and two.
You cheated.
His episodes are just straight up the funniest episodes
ever
in the whole show.
Ever.
The second one, I don't think I've laughed that much editing a podcast. Like,
if
literally.
You need a smile today or a gut busting seal clapping, turning face red in the face because you can't breathe, like laugh.
Uh-huh.
Listen to either of Clint's episodes, 100%. But especially number two.
Yeah, especially number two. I think Clint Craig alone is in our blooper reel more than any other guest.
Clint needs his own show. He needs his own podcast. Which he's done, as we talked about in his episodes, he's done work on TV, you know, through the rodeo, all mm-hmm. that good stuff, mm-hmm. bull riding, et cetera, et cetera. But Clint, if Clint had time and could sit down and have his, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
have
gosh.
Have all of his PBR
Clint,
buddies.
Get on it. You could, mm-hmm. Yep.
Get it on the network, man. We'll give you the platform. I'll edit it for you. I don't care. I'll stay over to edit that show.
You might regret that. Anyways.
My number one is drumroll. I'm going to add special effects in there.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Kena.
Yes, 100%.
Yep.
Kena's one and two, because I feel like it should be just one long form episode.
Yes.
And
that's why I did hers one and two on mine. You know, in Canada's one, I didn't expect you to do that with everybody's. Because hers were back to back. It was one long episode that we had to cut into two because there was so much content. Mm-hmm. Cheater,
pumpkin eater. Yeah. Kena is, number one, an incredible storyteller. Like, it's really hard to talk about things that are so traumatic, you know? And she's gone through some traumatic stuff.
But she relates
She came out on the other side able to tell those stories so well. And even
humor,
the jokes about
with
it.
With humor injected. Well, we all know that the coolest and the most intelligent people cope with their trauma through humor. Okay? If you're just out there whining about your trauma on Facebook and there's nothing funny about it, you're not very smart. I'm just saying.
That is true. In doing the episode, like, she would send me messages on Facebook and be like, hey, I forgot to say this. Can I come in and record that bit and have you put it in?
She took it seriously.
I put a lot of work into those episodes, too. I wanted them to be as close to perfect as possible.
Kena took it very seriously. She knew that there was an audience, there was a platform, and she knew that she could reach very minimum of one person with her story. And if that's all she did, that was important to her. But she went above and beyond to make sure that she got as many details in and all the pertinent information that would help anyone who's struggling with those issues, for sure.
And now she's freaking killing it.
I know.
Oh, my God.
She's always killing it.
She's
always
awesome.
Killing it.
I also want to say, before I move on to my honorable mentions, that Kena's episodes, out of all of the episodes that we've done with the show, all the episodes on the network, her two episodes are the ones that I've gone back to the most.
Mm-hmm. They're the ones I've shared the most. Mm-hmm. Just straight sent them to people via text or shared them on my page or... It just in person told people, you know, addiction is a very, very serious problem across the world, across the United States, but very specifically in our county.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hardcore issue in our county.
It feels
so
like it's touched everybody.
That I can share those episodes with, if it helps in the smallest amount, being able to share Kena's story was really, really important to me. So I'm glad we got to do that.
Yeah. Love you, Kena. Honorable mentions. Number one is...
Let's just roll through these.
Oh, yeah. Desiree Dore.
Okay.
Love her. Richard Lowry, super cool dude. Really personable. And he advertises with us. Thank you.
Shout out to Richie's Discount Auto Glass.
James Earl Turner. I'm partial because he is also a Freemason. And Cody Davis.
Go Jet.
Cody Davis, because he's my homie.
That's cool. Cody's was a good one.
It was a good one. Oh, my God. The music.
Mm-hmm. Cody's was a good one. It was on my short list, too. If I had done honorable mentions, I would have had a couple of those on there for sure. So
my bad.
No, it's cool. It's cool. You do you, boo.
Sorry. That took me off guard.
Nashisms. Or maybe that was Americaism. Anyways. Excuse me. So, folks, I'm not going to throw out any apologies because, well, Trey, we have a good time. We always have a good time. We will be back next week with a guest, we promise, in a full-length episode.
Yes.
But until then, as always, thank you for listening to the Washout Chronicles brought to you by Dawn's Easy Pay and Dawn's Home Store. You can find us, along with other great shows, at thewashtoppodcast.com. You can contact us at thewashtoppodcast@gmail.com. And make sure you find us on Facebook and Instagram and give us a like. And as I said, if you have a suggestion for a guest or you yourself are interested in being a guest, please reach out to us one of multiple ways. The email I gave, or as Trey mentioned, Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger. Mm-hmm. However you got to get a hold of us, get a hold of us. We're adding to our list of guests, and we'd like some new, fresh ideas. And we'd also like to know what our listeners want to hear. So until next time, Ashley and producer Trey.
Out.
Out. Jody, you know what one of my favorite things to do in Polk County is?
I could guess a few, but what you got?
Well, those probably are not kosher to air. But I love to take that gorgeous Talamina Scenic Byway, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. Right now, it is gorgeous, popping with color. It's such a beautiful drive. But one thing that I cannot stand.
Cracked windshields.
Cracked windshields, man. It ruins your view.
And your pictures.
Every single time. It's not safe either.
Nope.
And living in Polk County, the opportunities for getting your windshield cracked. Oh, those are numerous. What do we got? We got log trucks.
We got log trucks.
We got
dogs that run. I had a dog that like busted my windshield.
Well, let me ask you this. That cracked windshield, where'd you take it?
I don't even remember that place I used to go over to Hot Springs.
Well, if you don't remember it, the service must not have been great. The price must not have been great. You could have gotten that taken care of right here at home with Richie's Discount Auto Glass.
It probably would have saved me some money.
I guarantee you it would have saved you some money. I have been going to Richie forever, and I have compared quotes from Richie replacing windshields to other places in town, and Richie's is always like half the price. Richie can take care of you. Fast, same day service.
Well, Ashley, I'm on the road a lot, so I'm going to keep that in mind. Next time I have a crack or a ding in my windshield, it'll be Richie that I call first.
Yeah. And if you want to call Richie, you call 479-394-9938. He's got 40 years experience. Get yourself on down to Richie's Discount Auto Glass at 3008 Highway 71 South in Mena, where the 4-lane ends. Richie will take care of you.
Thank you for listening to the Ouachita Chronicles.